Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, Finn at OffbeatOregon.com, and this is the Offbeat Oregon History Daily Podcast. Thank you for loading me down and queuing me up, and I hope you enjoy the show. This story was first published on March 27th of 2011 under the headline, Oregon Had the First Female Governor in U.S. History, for one weekend in 1909. Ask most Oregonians who the first woman governor was, and they'll have an answer right away. A wrong answer. Conventional wisdom holds that Barbara Roberts was the first and only female Oregon governor. In fact, that's almost true, but almost doesn't quite work as an answer to a true or false question. The truth is, Roberts was the first elected female Oregon governor. The first woman to serve as governor of Oregon was Carolyn B. Shelton, who, essentially, covered a weekend shift for her boss in early 1909. For that one historic weekend, Oregon was the first and only state in the Union with a female governor. This was especially ironic because it wasn't until 1912 that women officially won the right to vote in Oregon. Here's the story. 1909, and outgoing Governor George Chamberlain has just been elected to the U.S. Senate. The freshman crop of senators would be sworn in and seated on Monday, March 1st. The same day his successor, Frank W. Benson, would be sworn in as governor of Oregon. The problem was, if Chamberlain stayed through the end of his term and then traveled to D.C., every other member of that freshman class would have seniority over him because he'd be sworn in late. So Chamberlain resigned as governor and left for Washington 2 days early on Saturday, February 27th. Now, ordinarily, this would have been neatly arranged with his successor, Frank W. Benson. Benson would come in as acting governor, and come Monday morning, he'd be sworn in for real. But Benson was too sick to do it. So Chamberlain left his trusty chief of staff, Carolyn B. Shelton, is in charge as acting governor, and climbed aboard an eastbound train. By Monday morning, Benson was feeling better, and at 10 a.m., he was sworn in, and Shelton's one-weekend gubernatorial reign was at an end. As far as I've been able to learn, nothing much happened during her 49 hours in office, but if anything had, she would have been the state's chief executive in charge of dealing with it. As a side note, 17 years after this incident, Chamberlain and Shelton got married. At the risk of stating something really obvious, this is the only case of two Oregon ex-governors marrying each other in history. In fact, it's probably the only such case in all of U.S. history, in any state. Key sources in this story have included works by James Andrew Long and Time Magazine. Well, that's our show for today. Thanks again for listening, and I do hope you enjoyed it. This podcast is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. To learn more, hit our hub page at offbeatoregon.com. Everything's in the flyout links in the header. Visuals that go with today's show can be found at offbeatoregon.com, where you'll also find full citations to the sources for this story. The podcast is covered under a Creative Commons license. For details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band and was written by Carmen Ficarra. Listen and download more at atlasstringband.com. Questions, comments, corrections, death threats? Just want to say hi? Email me at finn@offbeatoregon.com. Or ping me on Twitter at @OffbeatOregon. Also, if you're going to be in town near Oregon State University with time to talk Oregon history over a cup or a flagon, do let me know. Offbeat Oregon History episodes are uploaded every weekday morning around 6 a.m., so the next one will be ready for you before you know it. But until then, go fill up the rest of today with good stuff. Bye now.